This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. In New York on Friday, March 15th, the 57th session of the United Nations Commission on the Status of Women ended with a victory for labor unions and other progressive organizations. During the two-week conference, right-wing religious groups, including the Roman Catholic Church and the Muslim Brotherhood, tried once again to derail the proceedings. They succeeded last year when the conference stalled and couldn't release a final conclusions document. This year, however, thanks to unions and other groups, the conference was able to make some clear recommendations on the theme of this year's session, the elimination of violence against women and girls. The main issue of contention at the conference was a clause that said the Commission urged countries to condemn all forms of violence against women and girls. The clause included the phrase that says countries should refrain from invoking any custom, tradition, or religious consideration to avoid their obligations to fight violence against women and girls. The clause was seen by progressive groups as giving governments an excuse to ignore violence against women and girls. Over the objections of the religious groups, the clause was included in the conference's final document. The result was welcomed by the UN's Unit for Gender Equality and the Empowerment of Women. Diane Penn from UN Radio reports.
The outcome of the latest session of the Commission on the Status of Women is a testimony to countries' commitments to prevent and eliminate violence against women and girls. That assessment comes from UN Women, the United Nations entity for gender equality and women's empowerment, in a statement following the conclusion of the two-week meeting in New York on Friday. The Commission adopted a document which calls for increased attention and accelerated action to prevent and respond to violence against women. The Commission on the Status of Women meets annually at UN headquarters to evaluate progress on gender equality and to formulate concrete policies which promote it. Diane Penn, United Nations.
The inclusion in the conference's final document saying custom and tradition should not be used as an excuse for ignoring violence against women and girls was an important victory. The victory came about because unions and other progressive groups organized their people at the conference. There were 6,000 delegates at the conference with some 200 union delegates and union activists. I talked to one of the union organizers at the conference, Sandra Vermouten. Ms. Vermouten is the Equality and Rights Officer of Public Services International. The PSI is the global union federation which represents public service unions at the world level. I asked Ms. Vermouten how she and others organized themselves at the conference.
We've had a huge delegation here at the UNCSW this year, 85 union representatives from 27 countries participated and came to New York for this meeting, and we were joined by another 200 volunteers of a uni, of a local affiliates. Basically, this huge group was split up into different kind of subgroups. One group dealt specifically with lobbying, analyzing the different versions of the agreed conclusions and coming up with proposed language in terms of certain articles, of course, in particular in relation to the need to mention violence at the workplace, decent work, the role of trade unions as stakeholders in the fight to end violence against women, the importance of education, and of course also sexual education, and a number of other issues. So we've been reacting to to the whole negotiation process by coming up with these new lobby notes for the people in our group who go out and talk to their national delegates, but also speak to NGOs of their regional from their region. So there are regular meetings organized at the regional level for all NGOs participating, attending this meeting. So where we also lobby for the inclusion of the trade union language in their suggestions to the government delegations.
Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity forever.